Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. We do like to remind you, the show continues 24-7, priceofbusiness.com. While you're there, you can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, which we encourage you to do. All right, I got my good friend Adam Cedars here in the house. He's with the Commercial Tax Network, which I talk about them guys all the time because what they are is a company out there making a difference in terms of protecting American taxpayers. Adam, before you introduce our guest, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Commercial Tax Network?
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Well, Commercial Tax Network was designed to manage and reduce property taxes for business owners, investors, and single property owners. We like to go down to the appraisal district and appeal the values of property owners and their properties. So if there's any time that they have any issues with their property values, we'll take a look, we'll run an appeal summary, and get a recommended value that we can take and present to the appraisal districts in their behalf.
Yeah, and the results have been tens of thousands and even more in terms of savings for your clients. It's been very impressive. In fact, I've been in your conference room with that board, and you have all that listing there, and it's just unbelievable. What people again are kind of like sheep, and when government tells them this is what you're supposed to pay, well, I guess that's what we're supposed to pay. And so 70% roughly don't even challenge that type of thing. So I'm glad there's a group out there that does.
That's what we do.
And you can learn more about them at commercialtax.com. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest, and he's going to give us some insight of what's going on up there north of town when it comes to the commercial real estate arena.
I'd like to welcome our guest, Lance Legenhoven. He's with KW Commercial. That's Keller Williams Commercial of the Woodlands. And, hey, thanks for coming out tonight.
No, thank you so much. I enjoy being here and meeting Kevin and Colonel.
So, meeting our producer, absolutely. Now, tell us real quickly, kind of give us the 411, if you will, about your company.
Well, we're I guess what people would call it a boutique commercial group up in the Woodlands. We don't specialize in any one niche. We try and cater for office, retail, multifamily, industrial, and we work a lot with investors to actually help them purchase something that they can keep. And in fact, a big component of our business right now is working with the Hispanic community. In fact, I think probably at 60 to 70% of my clients right now are from Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, it's incredible. That demographic has really kicked into high gear moving into the area because of, you know, all sorts of reasons. You know, many of them are security issues in Mexico and also Venezuela because of the Hugo Chavez problem there. Mm-hmm. We're seeing quite a lot of Venezuelans moving into the area. And, you know, when they...
And these are affluent, obviously, if they're looking at commercial opportunities.
Oh, yes. Well, you obviously get all type, you know, from all spectrum of the country coming. You know, you get, you know, the lower paid workers, but...
But, I mean, they're not seeing you, though.
No, those guys, I'm not seeing those guys, but I think there's a general immigration coming across. But what the people we're working with are very well-funded, very well-off investors, and, you know, they come in to the country, they buy a house, they settle down, and the next thing they want to do is they want to buy either a business or they want to buy investments because they're moving their assets over here, and we would just want to help them with that.
Yeah, interesting. Adam, you have a question?
Well, as far as out in the Woodlands, what are the property valuations looking like as far as last year compared to this year? And back in 2008 when the market was going downhill?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, valuations for commercial property came down after 2008. That was kind of the peak. And demand dropped off, you know, because the economy dropped off. For that was the one reason. The other reason was the banks stopped lending. And if you take away the financing, you're taking away demand. And if you take away demand, prices are going to go down because the guy that's going to get into trouble with his property is going to, you know, he's not going to have any buyers. He's going to say, okay, well, look, I've got to sell this thing. And he's going to push the price down until he gets it off his books. So that's, we've had... prices come down, but I think things are turning back up. Since January this year, I have not seen so much activity since 2.5 years ago, in fact, probably from that September 2008 when things started turning, we have seen so much activity. It's just unreal. People wanting to buy, businesses wanting to start up, people wanting to just do something.
Mm-hmm. You know, so. Lance, when did you start seeing the influx from places like Mexico and other South American countries in Central America?
Yes. My first clients that started buying from me that were Mexican was probably about in 2009 was my first deal with a Mexican client. And I've just gradually seen the demographic push in the Woodlands. And, I love that those people, they're great. They're so friendly. They're so great to work with. Mm-hmm. And it's just become progressively more and more and more. And in 2009, they did not have the troubles they had in Mexico right now in the last few years. In the last 2 years, it's become kind of like a flood of people coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and to kind of follow up, is there a particular type of building they're buying? I find it a fascinating story, to be honest with you. Is there a typical type of building they're buying?
Many of the investors like to be kind of hands-off. So we sell them what's called a triple net investment, which is a single-tenant deal, single-tenant triple net leased property, which has something like a Dollar General mm-hmm. with a 15-year triple net lease, and they have the tenant pays the rent.
So like a shopping center, typically.
Well, a shopping center is multi-tenant.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we differentiate between those. The investor that wants a little bit more hands-on.
Get it.
He'll
own the entire strip. Different stores in that strip, but he owns the entire strip the stores in it.
Right, but now he has multiple tenants, and when you have multiple tenants, the leases are not going to be 15 years long. They're going to be 2 to 5 years long, and you're going to have different quality tenants. You're going to have maybe National Credit in one, like a Subway or something, and then, lesser quality tenants. Whereas if you do single tenant.
So he wants to control that. He wants to make sure that strip is got a certain theme and quality and economic group, the whole nine yard. And so that's what he'll do is he'll take all of it.
He'll take all of it, yeah. So, you get just different types of investor.
Lance, got to go, as well as Adam. Great stuff. Let me remind people, Commercial Tax, you can learn more about them at commercialtax.com. And I also want to let you know about, again, over there, Lance Leggenhoven. You can learn more about him at kwcommercialtw.com. kwcommercialtw.com. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, much more for you right after this on The Price of Business.